A Canton teen is headed to prison for his role in a North Canton shooting. 19-year-old Julius Edwards was sentenced Thursday by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer to 5 to 7.5 years after pleading guilty to 2 counts each of aggravated robbery and felonious assault, all with gun specifications. Police say the February 5th incident happened on Rose Lane Southeast, where a victim was robbed and shot in the leg while sitting in a vehicle. A co-defendant, 19-year-old Jerron McLeod of Canton, has pleaded not guilty and also faces an escape charge in a separate case. A man was arrested Friday after police say he threatened a woman at a Canton gas station and shot at a person in a separate incident. Court records show 24-year-old Deovion Harris of Canton is charged with felonious assault, improper discharge of a firearm, carrying a concealed weapon, and having weapons under disability. Investigators say the February 13th incident occurred at a speedway on Novar Road Southwest, where he allegedly became irate and lunged at a woman before being restrained. Police say he fired a handgun at an individual near Lehman Middle School. Harris is scheduled to be arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Canton Township trustees have approved a 12-month moratorium on new data center construction. Officials say the move will give them time to study potential impacts, including concerns about noise, water, and power usage, and effects on the community. Trustees say resident feedback prompted the decision, and they also want to see how possible state regulations develop. Officials emphasize the moratorium does not apply to land recently annexed by the city of Canton. Canton Township joins a number of Stark County communities that have taken similar action. The City of Alliance has received a top honor for its financial reporting. The Government Finance Officers Association awarded the city its Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting for 2024, considered the highest recognition in government accounting. The award comes after the city was removed from Fiscal Watch in 2024, marking a major turnaround in its finances. A traffic stop in Portage County has led to a federal drug investigation. Deputies with the Sheriff's Pace Unit stopped a vehicle on I-80 in Shalersville Township for minor violations Thursday. The driver, 29-year-old Armani Webb of Ecorus, Michigan, was found with nearly half a pound of a white powdery substance that he later admitted was fentanyl. Webb was taken into custody and turned over to the Sheriff's Office. The DEA was called in and the case will be presented to a federal grand jury. Water service is back on in Salem after a major outage Sunday. Fire officials say the problem affected areas east of Lincoln Avenue and north and south of State Street. The cause was unclear. City crews responded and restored service. A Mahoning County grand jury has indicted a woman in connection with a stabbing in Sebring. 31-year-old Ashley Hill Berkheimer of Sebring faces charges including felonious assault. Police say a man was found with a stab wound to the arm at a home on Lake Park Boulevard January 15th. The victim and suspect reportedly struggled before she was disarmed. Youngstown police say a missing man has been found dead in Mill Creek Park. 64-year-old Brian Carney was discovered near East Glacier Drive after he was reported missing April 4th. Carney was last seen walking away from his Winona Avenue home around 8:45 p.m., prompting a search that included drones and ground crews. Foul play is not suspected. The case is now being handled by the Mahoning County Coroner's Office. A Salem man is dead after a crash that sent his pickup truck into an Ashtabula restaurant early Friday. The Highway Patrol says 52-year-old John Yerke was driving on State Route 11 just before 4 a.m. when his vehicle went off the road and struck multiple objects before crashing into the Crow's Nest restaurant. Investigators say Yerke was ejected from the vehicle before it caught fire and was pronounced dead at the scene. The cause of the wreck is under investigation. 3 people are in the hospital, 1 in critical condition after a crash in Youngstown. Police say 2 cars collided around 8:45 Sunday night at South Jackson Street and Wilson Avenue. A possible mechanical failure may be to blame. Officers say 1 person was partially run over after getting out of a vehicle. 2 others were treated for minor injuries. The road has since reopened. Multiple area police departments responded to Boardman Saturday night during a so-called teen takeover event at Youngstown Skate. WFMJ-TV reports a viewer-submitted video shows a large police presence outside a nearby Walmart where several people were gathered. In the video, an officer is heard ordering the group to go home. Police have not said what prompted the response. Camel, Poland, and Struthers Police confirmed they were called for backup. Testimony has wrapped up before the Ohio Liquor Control Board on the liquor license for a Warren convenience store. City Councilwoman Tina Milner is asking for the convenient food mart on Elm Road to be limited to beer and wine sales only following a deadly shooting there last August. She says she submitted documentation to support her concerns. The state is expected to issue a decision within 45 days. A major fire broke out at a Wayne County lumberyard Saturday night, drawing a large multi-department response. The Orville Fire Department says crews were called just before 8 to Southwood Lumber Pallet in Apple Creek. The fire quickly escalated to a 7-alarm blaze, with nearly every Wayne County department responding, along with units from Stark and Holmes counties. Crews were on scene until around 1 a.m. Sunday. No one was hurt. The cause is under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.